Okay? That would be Mr. Avicii?
Yes, ma'am.
So the transmitter is here, SDO2161, here he is.
Thank you.
Good morning. First, I will ask if both the interpreter and Mr. Avicii can hear me clearly?
Yes, sir, I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Again, you'll be interpreting this, or who will be interpreting this?
Me, Cifuentes, POC Cifuentes.
Okay, Officer...
Cifuentes. You want me to spell it out for you?
Yes.
Cifuentes.
Thank you, Officer Cifuentes.
No problem, sir.
Okay, let's get started. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Avicii, can you state your name and ADC number for the record? You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. For a parole hearing to consider parole to his next consecutive sentence. Or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Okay.
Our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright.
Okay.
And Mr. David Neal. And my name is Luis Quiñones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing.
Okay.
I will begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Jose Avicii is 57 years old. He was certified eligible by the Department of Corrections for parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. He is currently serving concurrent life sentences for murder in the first degree and conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree. The crimes occurred on or about June 3, 1993. He was approximately 32 years old at the time of the crime. He was found guilty by jury trial on October 13, 1994, and sentenced on November 14, 1994. Okay, Mr. Avicii is pending a series of consecutive sentences. Beginning with a 28-year prison term for kidnapping, followed by numerous sentences for aggravated assault, narcotic drug conspiracy, and promoting prison contraband. He also has an ICE detainer. He will be technically eligible for parole regarding the instant offense effective September 7, 2018.
What happened in 2010 is that he doesn't remember it.
Oh, no, no, no. What I'm saying is he is eligible for parole, but not really until September 7, 2018. So he's becoming eligible for parole.
But can they open the parole? Okay,
thank you. I will read a short summary of the events in question.
Go ahead, sir.
On June 3rd, 1993, Victor Ramirez, Guadalupe Bustamante, Roberto Bustamante, and Mr. Aditya murdered Juan Manuel Bustamante. The victim was at a local bar when he was kidnapped at gunpoint. At the time of the kidnapping, two other individuals in the bar were threatened at gunpoint. The victim's body was later found next to a road. His hands and feet were bound with duct tape. And his body was covered by several plastic bags. The victim had been severely beaten, and the cause of death was found to be strangulation.
Okay.
After Mr. Aditya was convicted, while he was in custody with murder charges pending, he committed the crimes of conspiracy, possession of narcotic drug, and four counts of promoting prison or conspiracy to commit, or pardon me, conspiracy to promote prison contraband. Okay. According to Ames, Mr. Aditya has completed very limited programming in the Department of Corrections.
The reason he has limited program for the state of Alabama was the officials of the EMR state team which got up.
Okay, thank you.
He said he has seven certificates he has with him right now.
Very good.
He said he's trying to do the best he can.
Okay, thank you very much. This is not a regular parole hearing, and he does not have a detailed release plan.
Okay.
He has had limited discipline in the Department of Corrections from 1992 through 2012. With his last major on January 7, 2011, for assaulting an inmate.
He says the reason he did it is because he felt that his life was in danger.
Okay. Tell him thank you for his response.
Okay.
This is Mr. Aditya's first hearing before the board. has no letters of support in his parole packet.
Digo que no tiene cartas para su soporte de tu cartas, tu paquete.
No, porque yo no, como dirección, no tengo aquí nada de eso, porque yo me faltó un momento de venir.
He said he doesn't have anything like taxes and stuff like that here in the United States, because all his family is in Mexico.
Okay, thank you. We have a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated April 25th, 2018, and they oppose his parole.
Okay.
Mr. Aditya, this is your first hearing before the board.
Yes.
We'd like to get to know you.
Can you get to know you?
Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell us in your own words about the events that resulted in your incarceration?
What do
you want to
know?
Well, we want to know, in his words, what happened that led to him being arrested for this murder. Okay. And
from his friend.
Se pusieron el teléfono y lo manda el hombre que la van y va a ser para un lugar donde lo va a
ir. And he said that his buddies heard what was going on, so they picked up Mr. Bustamante and took him when they did whatever they did to him, when they killed him, or, but he said he wasn't even involved in that.
Yo no tenía ninguna papel de daño a la persona.
He had no reason to do any harm to Mr. Bustamante.
Okay. Can you ask it? You know what? I'm getting a little confused. Is it Aditya or Aditya?
Aditya.
Aditya.
Pardon me. Aditya.
Yes, sir.
Was Mr. Aditya and his friends involved with drugs?
He said that the investigators, they did find out that he was involved in drugs, but it wasn't like a big old mafia thing, but it was little things. They say when he got arrested, they didn't find no drugs in him.
No
money either.
So how did he get involved with drugs and contraband in prison?
Yes, he has.
Very good. can you ask Mr. Aditya? He said his family is all in Mexico, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm not asking for addresses, but what state do they live in?
Sinaloa.
Sinaloa, okay.
Did you get that, sir?
Yes, I did. I did. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members at this point if they have any questions.
Okay.
I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Aditya?
Yes.
We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement he would like to give to the board before we discuss his case?
He's happy about the hearing, but he would like him, he can help him out, so he can finish one sentence and start the other sentence. But he needs your help, he says.
Yes,
sir. And he respects his decision, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Aditya, and thank you, Officer Cifuentes.
No problem, sir.
The board will be going into discussion now.
Okay.
It may sound like we're speaking to him directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes.
Okay.
So if Mr. Aditya will just stay on the phone, we will come back to him shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Okay, sir.
The board is now in discussion. The board members, there's no question that this was a terrible murder and a great tragedy. It sounds like it was a brutal murder, and I have to say that based on the numerous consecutive sentences, the kind of sentences to include kidnapping and aggravated assault, and then conspiracy to promote prison contraband. I don't believe that granting Mr. Aditya parole to the next consecutive sentence would serve the interest of justice nor public safety. In addition to the fact that he's also confronted with an ICE detainer, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues in the discussion. Yes,
I agree with you, Mr. Quinones, and also the fact that he intended the illegal activity while he was incarcerated. I think that kind of that's the fact that I would work heavily in this, and I would not.
Thank you. I believe it's very well put. Any further discussion by the board members? Okay, hearing no fellow, I'm sorry, we're hearing no further discussion by fellow board members. I am going to make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Jose Aditya, ABC number 113673. A motion is to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And based on the year of the crime, I'm asking for one year set off.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. I asked for a one-year set-off. Release type denied is parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And my reasons for denial are as follows. A serious and violent offense. Loss of human life, serious and deadly offense on the crime scene, trauma to the victim, inside the prison system, her institutional behavior, history of assault of behavior, and I think I need to change that because I said strike that. No family or community support system. And did I miss anything for the board members? Okay, Officer Cifuentes?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read it again to make sure that he's clear, but the board voted unanimously to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge.
Dijo que el parole y yo no tenía un papel de otro presente fue negada.
We voted for a one-year set-off, so he won't be appearing before this board for approximately another year.
Dice que para poder que había contacto conmigo un año más.
Our reasons for denial again were serious and violent offense. Loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, poor institutional behavior in the Department of Corrections, history of assaultive behavior, and no family or community support system.
He has a question for you guys.
Yes.
He's asking, how are we going to get support if there's no family living here in the United States? How can he work on that?
He can work with his CO3 to, we can receive letters.
Con el CO3 que recibe recommendation letters from the family, or
yeah, letters of support from his family or support system.
He's asking, do you think letters from the prison that he's behaving, doing what he needs to do?
Well,
is that any good?
We don't give advice to the inmates, but I will say that we'll receive any letter of support. So if it's from DOC or from his family or friends, the board will read those letters.
Okay. Sometimes when he says he feels for his life, he needs to, you know, step it up.
appreciate him being open with the board, but we're going to bring this hearing to a close.
Okay.
Okay, this concludes our hearing. Thank you, Mr. Avitia, and thank you, Officer Cifuentes, for helping with interpretation.
Okay, Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, well, we're going to hang up at this time. Thanks again.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, sir.
Thank you.